You say you don't want to die because I don't want to die. You say you don't want to die because there's no cause to die for. Just because you have a good job and a fine home in the suburbs. Just because you wear pinks and yellow causing all the women to scream from a cause unknown. That's no cause for you to forget who is the cause of our brothers and sisters who are being exploited and oppressed. Many of our brothers and sisters have died for many causes, and they are also dying for causes every day. People like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Latrice Lumumba, yours truly, last but not least, Harriet Tubman. Just because you don't believe that there is a cause to die for, what is the cause of the neutron bomb? What is the cause of mass genocide? What is the cause of the Wilmington 10 being in prison? What is the cause of your cause that makes you think that there is no cause to die for? Remember, my brothers and sisters, it is glorious to die for a cause and not because. I just like to say that you better find a cause to die for soon, because if you don't, you're gonna die anyway. And I don't want to be the cause to die because you don't believe that there is no cause to die for. Die because and not because.
Remember, a person is not fit to live not unless you have a cause to die for. And that cause just happened to be freedom. I mean, freedom. Remember! I want you to remember! Remember! Remember!
There's a house over there on the edge of Nova Lisboa in South Africa, Rhodesia, Katanga.
It was the year of 1973 when a beautiful leader in Chile was named Salvador Allende, who was overthrown by the CIA, backed up by CIA, $9 million put on it. He died bravely. He didn't give his people up. He died along with them. So did Victor Jara. He died leaving a song for all the beautiful people that he loved. His song was all about freedom. El derecho de vivir, poeta de Occidente. Que golpea Vietnam a toda la humanidad. Ningún cañón borrará cadena que ha de andar. El derecho de vivir en paz. nuestra canción, que es puro fuego de amor, es Palomo Palomar, Olí del Olivar, es el canto universal, cadena que ha de triunfar, el derecho de vivir en paz. El derecho de vivir en paz.
As you all know, Daniel Ellsberg works for the Rand during the Johnson administration, preparing reports and studies that serve to justify the United States involvement. He did this until he reached a point where his conscience would no longer allow him to make reports that were misused by the United States government to deceive the American people. Mike Probst will portray Daniel Ellsberg just after he reached his merits of consciousness.
How can I do this thing that I'm being asked? What false figures and doctored statistics must I feed into this computer so that it will give the generals the excuse they need to carry on a war that not only can't be won, but should not be won? What is the morality of trying to destroy a brave people, the Vietnamese, whose belief in their cause is so strong that they fight back harder, with firmer resolve each time that their land and their babies are blown up by America's bombs? Beautiful land, precious babies, I've seen them. Human beings so proud and so bold, and yet we call them goofs, because it's so much easier, don't you know, to drop napalm on goofs than it is on human beings. What kind of vicious inhumanity is this? What kind of sick and depraved minds would look at persons as if they were things? This is racism, like the world has never known before. And you want me to tell you that this war can be won? It's already lost. It was lost long before it was started. It was lost, America, when you told that poor young black man whom you wouldn't provide a job for that you would pay him to fight. You gave him no choice. And then you lied to him. You told him he was going to fight for someone's freedom when he did not have his own. And now he's dead. You killed him, America. And you don't even care. God damn you, America. And God damn your system, your war, and your men who created it. God damn you, Secretary McNamara and Secretary Rusk, for lying to the people to hide the death and destruction you caused. God damn you, General Westmoreland and General Taylor. I charge you with the premeditated murder of innocent babies whose blood drips from your hands. And God damn you, President Johnson, you could have stopped it all but kept it going because you didn't want to look weak or admit you were wrong. You blinded yourself to the tortures and suffering, all so you could perpetuate your immoral and corrupt power. And you want me to feed your statistics into this computer? I'll feed it all right, but I'll feed it with the truth. And I'll take the truth that comes out, the truth which reveals America is committing one of the greatest atrocities in the history of mankind. I'll take that truth and expose it to the world.
All
Are you still satisfied with your house? Or do you see the need for a change?